going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There, I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
Fully convinced this guy hates us.
No, he's throwing so much shade, so much hate, any opportunity he gets.
All right, let's get right into it, you guys. You got a hot take or an unpopular opinion this morning? Well, let it rip. 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to clear
the air.
Some parents need to do a better job of minding their own business, says Caitlin. If their kid is disheveled or has horrible breath, that's their problem. And not to mention, no kid should have to worry about having bad breath. It's no big deal. There, I said it. Okay.
Caitlin, tell me your kid has bad breath without telling me they have bad breath.
Nothing a little scope can't fix, right?
Gianna's here. She said, I'm not trying to be a pick me, but if you like espresso martinis, you're basic. There, I said it.
How does that make you feel?
You're a pick me.
How does it make you feel, Breezy?
I love espresso martinis.
I know.
I think they're great. And, you know, I think what makes me so fun, cool, unique, and different about loving espresso martinis is that I don't even drink coffee.
You don't. You hate coffee.
So
technically,
this is like my
technically,
outlet.
You drink coffee now.
I guess so.
What is the most amount of espresso martinis you've had in
10?
No.
10. I thought I was having a heart attack.
You've had 10 espresso martinis in one day.
Yeah.
In one sitting?
Throughout the day. Yeah. Oh my God. I had 10. 10.
You're lucky to be alive.
No, I know. My heart was pounding out of my chest. I'm like, this is kind of where I leave you.
That brings me to my next question. Mm. Did you have any kind of altercation with anyone?
Well, it depends on which time we're talking. It's happened more than once. So.
Maybe two's your limit. You know what I mean?
Things happen.
Let's go over to this person.
But they're so good.
They are scrumptious. Andrew says there's no such thing as love at first sight. It's called attraction at first sight, or lust, whatever you want to call it, but it ain't love. There, I said it.
Yeah, you can't just be like, I love you.
We have a glasses half empty type of girl on our hands this morning.
These things happen.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I just want to give a huge thank you and shout out to my morning people, my morning crew, if you will, at the Dunkin' on Penfield Road. You guys didn't mess up my order once in the last week. And I just want to say I appreciate it. I love you guys. There, I said it. What did you get?
Avocado toast topped with bacon.
I got a mocha choco whipped cream. I got a maple bacon croissant, egg and cheese. God, I ate a croissant in my car the other day.
It was only 3,000 calories.
The thing exploded. I got to stop eating croissants in my car. It exploded. There's no clean way to eat a croissant. Or some people call it a croissant.
A croissant. Courtney's here. Couples who follow each other around at the gym and take turns on the same machine. Give me the ick. There, I said it. No, it's so bad. You have a bodybuilder boyfriend who's like deadlifting 500. And then the girlfriend goes up to the Smith machine. And she's like, can you put the fives on?
Well, what do you, I mean, I don't want a girlfriend that's benching 500.
No. The boyfriend's doing 500 and she's like, can you put the 5 pound weights on? So we used to unload the whole thing. And
I know, that's what
on.
I'm saying. I was like, I don't want her benching 500 with me. I like
then
my.
Then go get another machine. I'm like, just... it's just, honestly, at this point, it's selfish. There, I said it. Because you're taking up so much time from other people using that machine. It's not the vibe.
You know what they say? Couples that work out together stay together.
Courtney, I'm with you. This person says, for the life of me, I cannot understand summertime. What? What do you mean? It's too hot. Pollen gets everywhere. Everyone's allergies are going crazy. Not to mention my swamp ass. I'm not looking forward to it, says Tyler.
Okay. Thanks for that image this morning. People are eating oatmeal.
Crazy.
Let's go over to Claire. You guys need to play more old school Britney Spears. There, I said it. Okay. Britney can't entertain you right now. I'm sorry. She's juggling knives in her foyer.
Everyone keeps asking what my favorite color is. It's fuchsia. Okay, Britt. Thank you so much. John's here. He said the new stop sign in front of the Scoops on Canandaigua Lake is unneeded. There, I said it. I know. It clogs up traffic. It's very niche. There, I said it. But I do know what you're talking about, John. It's too much.
Was there a lot of accidents right there?
No! They're just like, nobody can take turns. That's the problem.
Well, that would be why a stop sign would be needed, sure. Ben says, my wife is under the impression, you guys, that if animals don't like you, it means you're a bad person. It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. No animals like me because of how awkward of a human I am. Doesn't mean I'm a bad person. There, I said it.
What does it say about you if you hate animals but animals love you? Because that's what I'm in right now.
I got into the elevator over the weekend with a girl I've never met, and she had her dog with her. And the dog came up to me and started putting its paws on my thighs, what have you. And she goes,
you're getting aroused.
Can we focus? And she goes, that's such a good sign. He doesn't like everybody. You have really good energy. I'm like, okay.
You want to go on a date?
Thank you so much. What floor?
Mine for today is this, and this is going to be pretty niche, so if you haven't seen it, I 10 out of 10 would suggest you watch the documentary. I truly believe that Karen Reed is innocent. There, I said it. She was basically framed by the entire Boston PD department, Boston Police Department, that she killed her boyfriend, even though that never happened. And she's back on trial right now because they had mistrialed last year. So I'm following this very closely.
Tell people a little backstory of who she is.
So she was dating this Boston police officer, and they all went out drinking one night, and then they all decided to get in their cars and drive around in a blizzard, which is so smart. But nobody's talking about that, which is super strange.
Right.
And then they found her boyfriend the next morning lying in a snowbank, dead, and they're trying to, even though she wasn't with him that night.
Okay.
She had ended up going home. They're trying to claim that she ran him over with her car, but he was with all of his cop buddies at a friend's house.
Was there blood on the vehicle?
No.
Okay.
They found one small hair follicle, the size of, dare I say, a pubic hair, that lasted 20 miles driving through a blizzard.
All right, I gotta see the documentary.
You have to watch it.
Oh, yeah, we will.
But anyways, she's back on trial right now, and I truly believe her innocence fully. There, I said it.
Well, the Boston police are pretty corrupt from what I hear. Guys, good morning. If you so badly want to sell something on Facebook Marketplace, then you should be the one who's in charge of dropping it off to the individual who wants to buy it. There, I said it. Okay.
Yes, Breezy, thank you. She's innocent, and I'm obsessed with this case, Dre. I know, Dre. It's a lot.
I'll end it with mine today. I have decided that I no longer think I need to go to therapy. It's not for everyone, but I think I cured myself from any past trauma from listening to music. And so, what?
What?
Shut up. Sometimes certain songs, hear me out. Sometimes there's certain songs that trigger a memory. And when I hear it, I remember where I was and what I was doing and why I was hurting.
The wind
and
chimes.
I just say, okay, that's interesting. I won't feel bad about that anymore. And then I simply move on.
The music therapy is crazy. I love that moment for you.
Thank you so much.
If you're frustrated by all the road work going on Park Ave, don't worry. You're not alone. It's causing a lot of difficulties for businesses due to detours, limited parking. It's kind of a disaster. Park Ave is currently only a one-way street from Alexander Street to Raleigh Street, which is kind of a pain. It really is. And the city said that the section that will undergo a full reconstruction is expected to be completed by July. Now, it feels like this has been going on since, like, September, if I'm being honest. They were ripping out the trees. They were drilling into the ground.
It desperately needed to be done. It needed it. And it's going to look beautiful when it's over. I mean, you could tell on some of the parts. If you go all the way down towards Park Ave where Alexander is, it is an absolute nightmare.
The city explained that the construction is taking longer than expected due to lack of prior maintenance. Crews found an old trolley tracks and bricks below the road, which also required additional repairs. Not the trolley tracks.
That's fascinating.
Ugh, I would have paid money to see that. Despite the frustrations of the business owners, they remain hopeful that the project's completion will be here in time for summer, or should I say midsummer.
Or fall.
But they're still planning on being gung-ho with the Park Ave summer stroll that will replace Park Ave Fest that hasn't been around in years. That's set for Saturday, August 2nd.
I will say the corner of Park and Berkeley is starting to look really nice as soon as those trees start to bloom. But they got new sidewalks in.
I'm just like so happy I don't live there anymore.
No, you're not.
No, for the whole reason of the construction alone. I mean, and my car getting smashed in, but who's counting?
These things happen. How many men are okay with dating a woman who is more successful than they are? Maybe they make way more money than you do. Is that a total deal breaker?
Cry about it.
If so, you got to tell us why. 585-252-9800. We're going to talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday, Breezy and I were talking to someone outside of work who said she has a ton of trouble when it comes to dating because she makes too much money. Yeah. And she told us that most of the men she's gone out with find that to be a deal breaker for them. Has any other women, listen, had a similar experience? 585-252-9800. So this morning we're asking the question, is a woman who makes more money in the relationship, is that a deal breaker for some men?
Give me a break. Tell me you're insecure without telling me you're insecure.
Some people do have an issue with this. On the phone with us, we have a listener by the name of Zoe who wants to share her experience with us this morning. Hi, Zoe. Good morning.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Good morning.
Good morning.
In regards to what you're talking about, I've had this weird experience where, so I'm, you know, doing pretty well for myself. I'm a I'm a consultant for an engineering firm.
Okay.
I make six figures. I do very well for myself. And what I'm noticing is, like, every time I mention that to someone that I'm dating, he just drops off the face of the map.
What?
Like, that's it. No more interest. Like, I don't know what it is, but these guys are just, maybe they're just more traditional. They want to be the breadwinner. They want yeah. to make less. And I'm like, I'm not here for your ego boost. I'm here to make a living.
So you notice right away that as soon as the finance conversation comes up during the day, they just taper off.
Bolt.
Yeah.
But that's not, I'm the opposite of that. Daddy needs some new shoes. I could care less.
Well, listen, Mama's here.
Oh, my God. Oh. Should I be here for this?
So, but Zoe, all kidding aside, I think it's a situation where there's a lot of women that have maybe been in your shoes where they've gone through something like this. I don't know. For some men, it really bothers them. For others, like myself, could care less. Give us an example.
Yeah. So there's this guy that I was dating for, you know, a while. I kind of learned, like, let me taper off on the financial conversation. Let me just build the relationship. So I did that for like a week or two.
Okay.
And then it was going amazing. The connection was fantastic. And then I bring up financials, you know, what does that look like for you? Are we a team? And suddenly no more texts. Suddenly he's taking days to get back to me. I just kind of insane. So at one point, this one guy is like, I'm not interested in dating a woman who's all about her money. I'm like, okay, so.
Oh, that's interesting. So if you guys are just tuning in, 585-252-9800, the question we're asking is, if a woman is making more money, is that a deal breaker for some men? Or just if she's successful in general, more right. than you are, is that enough for you to be like, now I'm, is, I don't know, is it an intimidation thing?
The insecure man child is crazy.
I don't know what it is. I mean, for some people, like I said, like myself, I could, doesn't bother me. I could care less. As long as it's more of like, a, if it's a team effort, if we're both coming to the table to provide, it's not just all yeah. one person or the other, you know.
Well, one person is clearly providing a little more than the other.
Yes, but is that going to be held against you? That's a problem, though. You don't want that either.
I just feel like, you know, with you being as successful and working a high-profile job, men get intimidated because they're children, obviously. And you should never, like, dull your own sparkle just because you want to dumb down to somebody's level. I mean, you're not making these guys feel bad, are you?
I mean, God, I hope not.
Can we just all agree, though, for a second, that there are some people who are just a little bit more traditional? And for them,
then
this,
go find a broke bee. That's not my issue. Clearly, well, we're not a match.
They don't know that until the first date. That's, you understand what I'm saying, right, Zoe?
Yeah, like they don't know it bothers them until it bothers them.
That's correct. We have someone by the name of John that just called in who has a couple comments on what you were saying, Zoe. Are you comfortable with chatting with him if I put him through?
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, 1 second.
John, go ahead, buddy. You're live on PXY.
All right, so to the girl who's on the phone right now, the reason why men like myself, well, not me, I'm married, so that doesn't matter, but the reason why men don't like dating you, and I know a lot of other men who don't, is because you come off as super entitled, okay? And that means that you automatically become less desirable. Period, end of story.
John, tell me you're triggered without telling me you're triggered.
Right, okay.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Okay, you got a great high-paying job. That's good for you, but let's call it like it is, all right? Most women get off easy because they have the ability to sleep their way to the top. And most guys, we have to work our ass off to be successful.
Oh, you think that's what got me to where I am? Okay, you know what? I just got a clear, crystalline, perfect picture of your marriage, and God, yeah. I feel so sorry for her.
Yikes, me too.
Oh, okay, and I'm sure you look really cute in a blazer, but aside from your job and your paycheck, what else are you bringing to the relationship, okay? What else are you bringing to the table? So, seriously, what else are you offering aside from a pretty face? All you did was never come on the radio, you brag, you make good money, and so what? What else? Hello?
Well, you know what?
Hold on. Hold on a second, guys. Hold on. Let me play mediator here for a second. So, Zoe, okay. John, so obviously you're not going to date a woman that makes more money than you do. And I'm assuming that's not the case in your relationship. Why is that?
Okay, let me break it down. They come in and they say,
I need layman's terms because I'm a woman, right?
Well, very layman. Let me make it real simple for you, okay? What I need to know is, what else are you bringing, okay? You don't understand. You will never, ever truly understand the weight of the world a man carries on his shoulders when he has to provide for his entire family, okay? My wife, she works for you.
Hold on, let him speak.
Right now.
Hold on, let him get out what he has to say. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, no, let him giggle. My wife, she works part-time. She's a good woman because she helps raise our kids. And she doesn't have to make six figures and then throw it in people's faces like you do. So hit the bricks, sweetie. You're a dime a dozen. There's no guy that wants to date you because they have class, okay? You offer nothing but a pretty face and a paycheck. Boom.
Oh, my God. You are the worst human I've ever spoken to on this show. You make me want to literally punch air. I do not like you. So you didn't even talk to me. But the way you're speaking to this woman is so degrading and disgusting. And I'm quite frankly, we need to get you off the line because I'm going to flip out on you.
Yeah. Personally, I love a woman in a blazer. I'll leave it at that. John, you said what you had to say. I appreciate you calling in. I'm gonna let you go. Thank you, man.
And here we go. DEI all over again.
Okay, bye.
All right. Zoe, you still there?
Wow.
So, like,
his wife is definitely getting off every time they bang.
Like we talked about, it's not clearly for everyone. Like people like John. But keep doing what you're doing. If you're making good money, don't feel bad about that. There's a lot of guys that appreciate a hardworking, driven woman. I'm one of those people.
I hope so.
There is. Listen, if you haven't found the right one yet, just keep at it. The right person will come along.
Zoe?
Well, thanks, guys.
You don't want to be with someone like that. Just think about how miserable his wife is.
Thanks, guys. I so appreciate it.
No problem. And, you know, we wish you the best. And sorry about John.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Will do.
Okay.
Who's here? Who's
cute? This person says this dude is the definition of fragile masculinity. Clearly, get this guy off the air before harm comes to him.
He started swinging right out the gate. He was triggered.
I know. I was like, did you date this girl before? You absolute freak. This person says, but they don't want a gold digger, question mark. They say things like they're being used. You can't have it both ways, buddy. I'm not saying a man needs to be the full and sole financial support for a woman, but what's the problem with her being able to support herself? Wouldn't a guy be proud of that? Yeah, I guess not. John clearly is threatened. So weird. This person says entitled or self-confident is the self-confidence intimidating, and that comes off so ridiculous. John, seek help immediately.
Who doesn't like a woman in a blazer? You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's up? Like, what are your thoughts? How are we doing? I mean, I'm not doing well. Mental health check.
You're not doing well?
No,
I know you're pissed. I know you're upset. I found it to be quite entertaining. However, there's a lot of people who have, especially women, who are in a situation like Zoe's in, where they have to deal with that. Listen, there are some guys who want to be in a way more traditional marriage. I'll pay the bills, you stay home, take care of the kids, clean.
I don't find a man berating a woman live on the radio entertaining. It makes me actually ill. I will actually throw up.
Well, I'm not saying what he said was absolutely right or correct, because it wasn't. But for people like Zoe, who came on and shared her situation, because like the woman we talked to yesterday after the show, so many women have to deal with people like John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John is not the type of person that any type of woman should want to aim to be with. And for me, I was like, well, you know, I don't think he's a great guy. He said what he had to say, but, you know, I'm Team Zoe. I love a successful woman who's driven, who has goals, and because I'm the same guy. Like, I'm very, very driven. I want to be with someone who kind of matches my personality. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the same exact way.
Yeah, I mean, I work like 17 jobs, so.
Right.
Period.
Oh, yeah, so for those yikes. Who are pissed off and offended, sorry.
Yeah. Go check yourself in somewhere. Go talk to someone.
All right,
men will do to not go to therapy.
Oh, right?
So classic.
Me being one of them.
Yeah, fully.
We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.